Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined now by Kyle Larson, driver of the number 42 DC Solar Chevrolet. Kyle, you won the pole at last year's Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series race here at Sonoma and the K&N West Series race here in 2014. How are you feeling heading into this weekend's race in your home state?
Yeah, well, the stats, I feel good about qualifying. I always qualify good here. I think we have the track record maybe from 14 or 15. So that's pretty cool. And then, you know, the pole here last year was neat. I'd like to race good here soon. I don't know what it is about the race, but I always seem to struggle a little bit. So, you know, hopefully this year is a little bit different and can do a good job and get our team up front.
All right, we're going to open it up for questions. We'll come up to Mike in the front.
Mike Kimbrough, USA Today. So are you incredibly sad or are you exhilarated about NASCAR's decision on the rules package? Or somewhere in between?
I'm happy that it's not, happening this year. You know, I feel like we're a ways into the season. I think them kind of taking their time to evaluate a little bit more and maybe, you know, figure out ways to make it even better is good. I don't know. I just kind of learned about it, pretty much yesterday or today. It's nice that we can focus on what we've been working on all year long. Like I've said before, I thought it was a great all-star package. And I think there's ways to make it better for other racetracks if they wanted to. So I think with them taking their time, it's good to hopefully hit a home run with it someday.
Next, we're going to go on the left to Jeff.
Jeff Gluck from JeffGluck.com. I was reading through your Twitter Q&A this week, and it seemed like you drew the ire of some NASCAR fans who are a little bit sensitive when you mentioned World of Outlaws again or dirt racing. Even though you said you wouldn't, you just wanted to go there one like 15 years from now, basically. What are you having trouble getting across to them, I guess, as far as your caring for NASCAR and dirt racing? Why do you think people are so sensitive to the fact that you mentioned that?
I don't know. I think maybe some people aren't quite as open-minded, maybe. It's like they read it as if I said in 2 years from now I wanted to do it. But, 15 years from now, that would be 20 years in Cup. So that's a long time. I think Jeff Gordon spent about that much time in the sport. But I don't know. It's not – I don't know. Maybe I don't do the best job in the world of talking about how much I love NASCAR – as much as I do sprint cars, but I do. You know, I wouldn't be here if I didn't love NASCAR racing. I enjoy sprint cars, and I feel like I talk about sprint cars a lot just to open people's eyes to that style of racing, because it's a great form of racing, and so is NASCAR. I don't know. I think I just want fans to be fans of motorsports, not just NASCAR and not just sprint cars. I'd like to see everybody just enjoy all of racing, and I think that's what I do. Maybe I don't do a good job at it sometimes, I enjoy racing all types of vehicles, and I don't know. Most fans get it, but some fans aren't quite open-minded enough.
Next, we're gonna go to Bob.
Bob Packer, ESPN. I wanted to follow up on that. Did Chip have any reaction or anything to if you saying that by the time you're 40, you won't be
not
racing
yet.
Cup?
No, not yet. I'll see him this weekend. I'm sure he'll give me some crap about it, but I think he's good enough at math to know that that's a long time from now.
Kyle, you're currently 10th in the points right now. Halfway through the season. Is it frustrating? You're the top-ranked Chevy. You're 10th in the points. What does the rest of the season look like?
No, I don't know. I'd obviously like to be higher in points. I don't think of it as anything as – I've never – yeah, I don't think of me being the highest-running Chevy. I think we've had a few DNFs this year. We aren't a 10th-place car. We're quite a bit faster than that, so – I think it's been a good year. It hasn't been a great year. It hasn't been the year we had last year, but we still have been really competitive. I've ran second three times, close to winning a couple of those. So We have speed. We just need to, execute a little bit better. And these races are tough to win, so you have to be extremely perfect to win them. So I think we just keep working to be a little bit better, all around, and we'll be contenders at the right time of the season. And I think last year we were good to start the year, and we, not that we didn't get worse, we just didn't get a ton better throughout the year, where other teams were getting better. But I feel like we're in that spot this year now where we are getting better and better every week. So I think hopefully that we can hit at the right time and be battling for the championship at Homestead.
We'll go to the back with Fox.
Kyle, there's been a lot of talk this year about declining TV ratings for NASCAR as well as attendance at the tracks. Do you notice that as well, or do you think that the fan support has been, just as enthusiastic as it always has been?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to notice the empty seats, I guess, in the stands. But I think you could. It's not just NASCAR. You can look at any sporting event, basketball, even football sometimes, and other sports, I think during the regular season, there's just so many other ways to consume the event on your phone or whatever it may be. You don't have to be here live to be watching it. You don't even have to be watching on TV to be paying attention to the race or to a sporting event. So I think that's why. I think the way that some people might look at ratings, it might look worse than it really is. So I don't think we're at a bad spot. And I think NASCAR is always trying to figure out ways. NASCAR and the tracks are always trying to figure out ways to get more fans back to the racetrack. And I don't pay attention to a whole lot of other sports, but I don't feel like that other sports are working as hard as what NASCAR does to grow their fan base.
Next, we'll go to Lee.
Kyle, can you express to the general motorsports fan that a successful grassroots program, whether it's what you do, Bell does, across the board is good for all motorsports?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think you can look at what myself and Bell and Casey Kane, Stenhouse, Tony Stewart, Kevin Harvick's been a big advocate of it the last year or so of growing grassroots racing, because it is huge for motorsports in general and helping to grow motorsports and getting these fans paying attention to their local racetracks. So I don't know. I don't really know how I can explain it to people, but I enjoy doing it. I don't feel obligated to go race that stuff to make motorsports bigger, but I know when I'm doing it that I am doing something positive for racing. So that gives me some extra enjoyment out of it. I love going to the racetrack and hearing to the dirt track and hearing. I have multiple fans come up to me each and every night. They're like, man, you and guys like you and Bell, you're the reason why I'm watching NASCAR again. And that makes me feel really special. So makes me feel like I'm having an impact when I am going to race that stuff or racing here even. So, I think you've seen a huge push to help grow grassroots racing. And I think Harvick here recently has been a big promoter of that. So we'll just keep having fun and doing what we're doing and trying to do our best to grow it.
Next, we'll go to MRN.
Woody Kane with MRN. Kyle, next week you head to Chicago. How odd will it feel with that not being the first playoff race for the first time in a long time, and how differently do you think it might race in July versus the fall when you've been racing there?
Yeah, it will be a little odd. I feel like going to Chicago then, but I think it's a good change. I think the hotter weather will always make any race better, because we'll be sliding around and stuff like that. I think I would hope there'd be a lot more fans and stuff at the racetrack, because there's really no other sporting events going on or major sporting events, and kids are out of school, so I think that'll be big. And as far as the style of racing, like I said, the track should hopefully be hotter and slicker. But then I always feel like that first playoff race of the playoffs, the intensity is not that high, just because you know, people are just trying not to make mistakes and stuff like that, or you don't really want to start off your playoffs bad. So everybody races. I feel like there's a lot of give and take of that race, where now, you know, not saying that there's not as much on the line, but I think the racing will be more intense even than it was.
Come up front to Greg.
On a real basic level, how much fun or not fun is a road course for a NASCAR driver? You get so few opportunities to show off this aspect of your skills.
I think it's a lot of fun. It's fun to get to do something different, totally different than what I ever grew up racing. You know, a pavement oval is totally different than what I grew up doing, but a road course is way opposite. So I enjoy it. I feel like I get better and better at it. To me, I feel like racing a stock car on a road course is more similar to a sprint car even, you know, because you can feel the suspension working more than you can on an oval. So there's aspects of it that you know, my background benefits to this more so than a normal oval race. So I enjoy it. This is my home track, so I get to see a lot of friends and family and you know, hang out with people that I don't get to see very often too. So I enjoy this weekend a lot.
We'll go to the gentleman in the back.
Mark Garrow, PRN. Kyle, with the new Camaro body, are you optimistic that you guys still have a ways to go in developing it so that you've got a lot of good news ahead of you, you know, in the sense that this car should be getting faster, or are you guys a little frustrated you haven't found the speed in the car yet or as much as you would like?
Well, I mean, I feel like our speed has been there all year, really. Yeah, I feel like speed-wise, we've been about the same as we were last year. I think you can look at Stuart Haas is quite a bit better than they were last year. I feel like compared to the Gibbs cars, we're kind of right where we were to end the season with them last year. So we were pretty good there. So no, I mean, I don't feel like our team is frustrated at all. I think we look at it as there's a lot of room to gain. Which is nice, because I feel like we're already competitive, and if we get any bit better, you know, we'll be in a good spot. So I think our team is definitely optimistic.
Do we have any questions upstairs? Does
anyone have any questions? No questions.
Thank you. We'll go to the second row right here.
Donna Beth Wildman, Benicia Herald, Martinez News Gazette. I would like to ask you what elements of this track do you really find challenging, intriguing, and really work with the skills that you do bring?
I would say the areas that I struggle the most at, you know, or the areas that I'm good, starting with the, you know, just start through the lap, you know, turn one up through the hill, all the way basically to turn four, I'm really good. Off of turn four, I struggle. Seven, I struggle. 11, I struggle. Clint's trying to teach me a little throttle control back there. It's where I lack. And then the S's I'm decent at. And then turn 11, I kind of suck again. So any corner where you have to slow down and speed back up, I tend to struggle at. So I got to get better at that.
We're going to take one more question down here. Anybody? We good? Bob, last question.
Does the rain out Wednesday count against your 25, and do you get to do the Indy dirt race?
I hope it doesn't count, or I hope the rain out allows me to. That's the first time I've had to deal with that, you know, getting rained out before the feature where I've already been in the race car. But I don't think it counts, so that's good. I already had the Indy race on my schedule, so now it opens me up to kind of go somewhere else, which is nice.
Thank you, Kyle.